الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرًا ونظيرًا داعيًا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجًا منيرًا فأما بعد فقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. My dear respected brothers, sisters, elders, I want you to listen to me with your hearts, not with your ears. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about those who are blind. Blind to Him, blind to His shan, blind to His majesty, blind to His grace, blind to His ni'mat and His blessings. لا تعمل أبصار وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ He said, which means they are not blind because their eyes cannot see. They are blind because their hearts, which are in their chest, cannot see. Their hearts are blind. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the eyes of your and my hearts and to give us hearts which understand. Shaykh Saadi alayhi rahmah said, Khizr kya kar bataye, kyun bataye? Agar mahi kahe, darya kahan? Shaykh Saadi rahmatullahi alayhi said, even somebody like Khizr with his wisdom, what can Khizr alayhi salam say if the fish asks him, where is the sea? Khizr kyun kar bataye? Why should he even bother to say anything? Why should he even answer? Kya bataye? What can he answer? Agar mahi kahe darya ka. If the fish is asking, where is the sea? So what do you say to a Muslim who is asking, where is Allah? I'm not asking, I told you, listen with your heart. I'm not asking you for the Sunday school response. Where is Allah? He's on His arsh. We know this. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alaysallahu bi kafin abda. Allah asked a question. And the question Allah asked was, Allah said, is Allah not sufficient for His slave? Eh? Allah is asking. Allah is saying, I am not enough for you. May Allah forgive us, we listen to the Quran. We read the Quran as if it has no meaning.
as if it has no meaning.
The Quran is the living speech of the living God. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking to you. It is Allah speaking to you. And Allah is asking a question. And Allah is asking, am I not enough for you? Am I not enough for you?
I know the Sunday school response. Bala ya Rabbal Alameen.
Yes, indeed. Forget that response. Allah is not interested in your response. Allah is asking a question. And He wants the answer in your heart. You don't have to tell Him. He knows. He can see. Alaysa Allahu bikafin abda. Is Allah not sufficient for His slave? And if my Allah is sufficient for me, then my heart must be filled with what? With only the nur of Allah. No fear. No sadness. No disappointment. No despair. No depression. No worry. It must be filled with the glory and majesty of my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. And that is why He introduced Himself, so that we recognize Him, Jalla Jalaluhu. And He said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Before I recite, let me tell you something. Don't listen to me. Do not listen to the recitation. Do not worry about the recitation. Don't worry whether the recitation is right or wrong. Don't worry whether the recitation is nice or not nice. Look at your heart and say, what is this kalam of Allah doing to my heart? Because the reality is, there were people who listened. There were people who listened to the best reciter ever to exist on the face of this planet. And who was that? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Because he was the one who received the Quran. And yet nothing happened to their hearts. It's not about the recitation. It's not about who is reciting. Because even the recitation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did not have an effect on the heart of somebody. So who am I? Who are you? Look at your heart and say, what is the Quran recited by whoever, in whichever way? With mistakes, without mistakes, the Qari makes a mistake, but you know what the right thing is. What is it doing to your heart? And if it is not doing anything to your heart, then weep tears of blood, because a day will come when you and I will stand before Him. Jalla Jalaluhu Amma Nawaluhu Al Hayyul Qayyum. And we will remember this day. We will remember that His Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said about this Quran. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give 10 hasanat. How many? 10 hasanat for every letter, not word, every letter of the Quran. And then he clarified and he said, I do not say that Alif Lam Mim is one letter. He said Alif is one letter, Lam is one letter, Mim is one letter. So if I say Alif Lam Mim and you heard that, how many hasanat did I get? 30. How many did you get?
30. Why did you get the same? Because I said that Alif Lam Mim in Salah or outside Salah, and you listen to that thoughtfully. Not like background music in your work. Because if you are only listening to the Quran and you are saying, oh mashallah, what a beautiful recitation of the Qari, meaning how nice it sounds, then there is no difference between that and listening to any song. Sure, Allah will give you thawab. But my point is, what is the difference? Because songs also affect us. May Allah forgive us. Curses affect us. Bad language, profanity affects us. If somebody curses you, will your heart be affected or not? Yeah, Ahmed. Yes? No. You will control your anger. Meaning what? Meaning there is an effect, but you have the sense to understand that this effect needs to be controlled. So if that person is cursing me, I am not going to curse him back. But all of this is happening, right? It is happening. What about the Quran? What about the Quran? We listen to the Quran. Do you have to control anything? You only control if there is an effect. Yes or no? We only control if there is an effect. If there is no effect, where is the control? So when we are listening to the Quran, is there an effect? And what did Allah say? What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu say about what should happen? In Surah Al-Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described three things which are visible only to Him and to you. Nobody else can see it. Allah said, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a conditional statement. He said, only those are the believers. Truly those are the believers. Which means what? You know what the problem with conditional statements is? It means it tells you what is the boundary. If Allah is saying only those are believers, what must we say about ourselves if that condition is not being met by us? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, only those are the believers. Verily those are the believers. Who? When the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, something happens to their hearts. Wajilat qulubuhum, the heart shivers. The heart feels the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is an effect on the heart. And then what happens? وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And when the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are recited before them, their iman increases. And what is the result of these two things? What is the result of a responsive, live heart and an iman that increases with the recitation and listening to the recitation of the Quran and seeing the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all around? What is the result of that? وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. They have tawakkul on their Rabb. They trust their Rabb. They have faith in their Rabb. Jalla Jalaluhu. So listen with your heart. Focus on your heart and ask yourself, what is happening to my heart? Today we have reached a stage today where, as I speak to you, in Muslim countries, including Morocco, our Hafiz Abdullah was telling us, 6 p.m. curfew, you cannot leave your house. If you leave your house, you go to jail straight away. They carry away. So no Salatul Isha, no Salatul Fajr, no Taraweeh, Masjid is locked. People are crying. They say Ramadan is here. This is a Muslim country. The seat of Maghrib, the seat of Muslim civilization for centuries. There is no Salah. There is no Taraweeh.
Alhamdulillah, you and I live in a country where masajid are open, where there is Taraweeh. But do we come? Do enough come? And those who don't come, what is the excuse? COVID. All right, good excuse. Don't go to the masjid. What about Target? What about Home Depot? What about Costco? What about Marshalls? Eh? There's no COVID there? These are all COVID-free zones? And my point is, if you are saying and I am saying that you come to the masjid with the desire to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to listen to His kalam, Allah revealed the Quran, this is His ni'mah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to us a hafiz whose recitation, mashallah, is so beautiful. And He gave us the opportunity of listening to that qirat of Quran. And then He gives us 10 hasanat for every letter. And Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu said, 10 hasanat for every letter is for reciting the Quran outside of Salah. When you recite the same Quran in Qiyam, in Salah, Allah gives you 100 hasanat for every letter. So in this country, masjid is open, opportunity, Quran is here, hafiz is here, recitation is here. Hasanat after hasanat, what is the difference between, what is the value of a hasana? The value of one hasana is the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. One hasana. And we are getting from 10 to 100 simply by listening. Nothing else. And if you get tired, sit on a chair, no problem. Do we come? And what is the excuse? COVID. What is the excuse? Oh, I'm tired. You know, Salah was supposed to be something to take away tiredness. Wallahi. What are we doing? What have we done to this deen? What have we done to ourselves? Allah gave us a ni'mah. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Oh, you who believe, take the help of sabr and salah. For us, it's a burden. It was sent to take away the burden. Arihna ya Bilal. Oh, Bilal, give us relief. Call the adhan. Bilal, give us relief. Call the adhan. For us, Salah is a burden. Yeah. Who is Allah? Nobody can introduce Him like He introduced Himself. Listen with your heart. Check your heart. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله الله لا إله إلا هو الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء
وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَلَا يَئُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ.
أقول قولي هذا، أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، فقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed for you. What's a prescription? Is a prescription just anything which is written? Or is a prescription something which is specific to an issue, to a problem? Doctors write prescriptions, right? You go to the doctor with an ailment, with a problem, with a pain, with a suffering, with a disease, and the doctor writes a prescription for you. This is what I prescribe for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, fasting has been prescribed for you. And what is this prescription supposed to do? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you may become muttaqeen. So that you may become those people for whom the single one point issue, the single one point program is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The overriding, overwhelming concern is Allah pleased with me? That is the definition of muttaqi. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So what is the measure of a muttaqi? The measure of a muttaqi is how close is he or she to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much is concern for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their hearts? I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us all muttaqoon and to fill our hearts with the love and glory and majesty of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And you cannot have that unless you know Allah. We know Allah in two ways. One, by reflecting on His glory and majesty and power and authority and qudrat. And the second one, by reflecting on His ni'mat, on His blessings on us. This is the connection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all of these things. So what? So He created you. So He gave you His blessings. So He gave you His kalam. So He gave you the opportunity of listening to that kalam. So He gave you the opportunity when you listen to that kalam and you are getting hasanat 100 per letter of the Quran. Inshallah, because you are listening to that in qiyam, in salah. Logic tells you what? Should you have more or less? What if somebody says, you know, the tilawat is like he's doing too long. Tell him to shorten it. What are we really saying? I am saying to Allah, Ya Allah, you know what, this blessing of yours, I think this is too much. Right? I don't want this so much blessing. Then keep it. Astaghfirullah, inna lillah, na'udhu billah. Yes or no? If the hafiz is reciting 100 ayat and I say, no, please do only 10. Do only 50. What am I really saying? Forget the hafiz. What am I saying to Allah? The hafiz is not reciting his kalam. He's reciting the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. Please, we have to reflect on ourselves.
I was speaking at an interfaith conference. I'm involved in a couple of interfaith things here. So you have Christian priests and Jewish rabbis and so on. And I was the only Muslim there. So they asked me, please, what are your reflections on COVID? So I said, this is the greatest blessing of God. This is the greatest blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They all looked very shocked. I said, what do you mean great blessing? I said, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us a question 1400 years ago. We still didn't answer it. So he stopped us. He said, what question? I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked in the Quran, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Allah said, where are you going? فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. So what did we do with this ayah? We memorized it. Right? Then we recited it. And we recited it and we focused on the recitation. Fine, if somebody said, somebody from my part of the world, you know, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, because we speak Urdu. So in Urdu, there is no difference between za and dha and za. So most Urdu speaking qaris, they will recite it, فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. So we catch, bad recitation. Tajweed is wrong. Okay. Tajweed is wrong, Alhamdulillah. You must say, تَذْهَبُونَ, za. Hold the tongue between the teeth. تَذْهَبُونَ, not تَذْهَبُونَ. Okay, alhamdulillah. But is that the purpose? Allah asked a question. So, okay, you learn to recite the question, you learn to repeat the question correctly, alhamdulillah. Now, what about the answer? What about the answer? If my brother Abdul Sattar was there, if he asked me, tomorrow, what are you doing? So I tell him, tomorrow, what are you doing? He says, that's what I asked you. Now I'm telling you, tomorrow, what are you doing? He will say to me, Yaar bhai, either you are making fun of me, or you don't want to answer this question. Because it makes no sense. I ask you a question, and you are repeating the question to me again and again and again. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Please understand, the Quran is a living speech of a living God. He asks a question, he demands an answer. And when you don't answer, what does he do? He shuts it all down. He shuts it all down. 2019, when I landed in Boston, as I walked out of the airport, if somebody had told me 3 months from now, I landed in September, if they told me 3 months from now, this airport is going to be shut down, there will be no planes flying, no offices, masajid will be shut down, Haramain, Sharifain will be shut down, I would have asked him, excuse me, you know, I know there is mental illness, but, you know, this is like too soon. I just came out of the plane and the first person I meet is a madman who's asking me nonsense. Did it happen or did not happen? So I said to them, COVID is a great blessing because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked us a question 1400 years ago. We didn't answer it. So he stopped us in our tracks and he said, where are you going? Now sit in your house, shut down. If you leave your house, I put you in jail. In India, they also hammer you first and then they put you in jail. So that you can answer this question. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Where are you going? My brothers and sisters, I'm not speaking allegorically. I'm speaking literally. Because this is the question. When we land before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, only the tense will change. Instead of saying, where are you going? The question will be, where have you been? Where did you go? Only that. What is the book of deeds? It's our travelogue. So who is Allah? If I don't know who is Allah, I cannot have taqwa. As I told you, we understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in two ways, glory and majesty. And the other one is through his ni'mat, his blessings.
And he mentioned both. And when he mentioned the blessings, he was not making a list of every blessing he gave us. I've said this before, I'm saying it again. Take a deep breath. And remember that people who die of COVID die of respiratory failure. They die because they cannot breathe. You can breathe. Allah didn't even talk about that. The greatest blessing.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا.
It is happening outside right now as we speak. It is happening right now as we speak outside. Subhanallah.
لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا وَجَنَّاتٍ أَلْفَافًا.
And he said,
الرحمن الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان.
What if there was no Quran? What if there was no recitation of Quran? What if he could not speak? What if the Quran was there, but if I was born deaf? It is there, it is being recited, but I cannot hear it.
الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام الحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان.
Another question. Asked again and again and again. And we have no answer. You know and I know that in Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the shayateen. So who is keeping us away from the masjid? Who is keeping us away from the recitation of the Quran? Who is giving us laziness that we find it too much trouble to listen to the Quran, to read the Quran, and to come to the masjid to pray Taraweeh, but we do not find it too much trouble to play sports and to go shopping and to go everywhere? Shaitan is chained up. So who is that? Go look in the mirror. My brothers and sisters, it's time to stop fooling ourselves. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Allah is asking a question. It's time we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. There is a request for dua for two people.
One from our community here, Dr. Othman Khayyim, psychiatrist who passed away in Pakistan with COVID. He was 66 years old. If I live until October, I will be 66. This is my 66th year running. So somebody my age. And then another person, Fahad Azim, 34 years old. Also passed away. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave them Ramadan al-Kareem. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enter them into Jannah because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the doors of Jannah and shut the doors of Jahannam in this month. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill their khubur with noor and to give sabr to their families. The question is for us. What about me? What about you? My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you, one Ramadan will be your last. Whether it is this one, or whether it is one after 1,000 years, we don't know. But there will be one Ramadan, which will be our last. Imagine we wake up on the Day of Judgment, and we see this last Ramadan, and we see what we did. And we see what we did not do. And we see the reasons why we did not do that. Wallah, I ask Allah to save us from that. I ask Allah to save us from that. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to do the maximum that we can do. Free yourselves. If you cannot free yourself to sit at home and have iftar with your family and then come to the masjid, bring your children, let them come and pray with you, let them see the father, let them see the mother praying, let the child come and stand next to you and pray. If you don't have the time to do that, then you are a lousy time manager. What kind of life is this? What kind of life? Are you a slave? We need to be slaves only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the problem. When it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you translate abd as servant, which is wrong grammar, which is wrong Arabic, and which is wrong aqidah. Allah did not call you khadim. He called you abd. And that is the greatest honor that he gave you. Subhanallazi asra bi abdihi wa khadimhi. Abdihi laylan min al masjid al haram min al masjid al aqsa. When we translate, we say servants of Allah. A servant is an employee. Are you employees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is why we behave like this. Like employees. An abd has no choice. An abd loves his Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. First of all, become ubud of Allah. Become Abdullah and Amatullah. Become the ibad of Allah. And say, Allah, alhamdulillah, you gave me Ramadan al-Kareem. You gave me Ramadan in good health. You gave me Ramadan in Iman, with Iman. You gave me Ramadan, you gave me the Quran. You gave me the opportunity, the time, the freedom, to come to the masjid, to listen to the Quran. Oh Allah, allow me and do not let me squander this opportunity. There are people who are crying because they can't do that. You were crying last year. Were your tears lies? You were complaining last year, masjid is shut, we can't go for Taraweeh, no hafiz, no nothing. Was that a lie? If that was the truth, then where are you today? Why are you not in the masjid? Why are your children not in the masjid? Make this fard on yourself, wallah. Come, bring your children, let them experience The beauty and the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the nuzul of the malaika, the nuzul of the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the listening to the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna sayyatina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Allahumma hadina fi man hadait wa afina fi man afait وتولنا في من توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك فإنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك يا عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم عدو يستجيب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيموا الصلاة